Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu plans to enter the US and European markets. Researchers revealed the online advertising landscape in the Dutch retail sector, and mobile e-commerce is becoming ever more popular in Vietnam. Robin Li, the CEO of China's most popular search engine Baidu, has said that the company intends to enter the US and European markets. Its rival Google is the dominant search engine in both the US and Europe, which means that Baidu will face extremely difficult competition if it tries to challenge Google in the search market in these regions. For this reason, Baidu has hinted that it will be focusing on other channels such as finance and its Baidu Maps service when targeting the US and European markets. There are also signs that it will focus on the automotive industry. Baidu has been developing driverless car technology and also recently invested in the US car sharing company Uber. Research by Deloitte has investigated the online advertising market for the Dutch retail sector. It found that advertisers are increasingly embracing Google Shopping ads. The amount of advertising budgets being spent on Google Shopping ads went up from just 6% in 2014 to 23% in 2015, a threefold increase. Google Shopping ads display at the top of the Google search results when a user searches for products online. Dutch retailers are also realizing the importance of mobile advertising. Retail and travel companies spent a record 49% of their advertising budgets on mobile ads last year, a higher proportion than ever before. Dutch online advertisers are expected to spend 733 million euros on their paid search campaigns this year, roughly 200 million euros more than last year. Mobile e-commerce is becoming ever more popular in Vietnam, according to research by Nielsen. 70% of people in Vietnam's cities now use a smartphone, along with 40% of those who live in rural areas. One in five now use their smartphone to engage in online shopping, and this proportion is rising all the time. Vietnamese mobile shoppers tend to search for brands rather than by product types and are very receptive to coupons and discounts. The study also found that certain types of products are more likely to be bought using a mobile device rather than a laptop or desktop, such as food. The Turkish e-commerce market has huge growth potential, mainly due to its young population, according to the founder of Turkish e-commerce site Trendyol. Demet Mutlu, Trendyol's founder, recently commented on the country's online shopping market, saying, "If you set up the right business model and target young people, there is tremendous growth potential in e-commerce, even more so than in the US or Europe." Turkey has a population of 79 million people with a median age of around 30, and these young people are extremely tech savvy, with mobile penetration at almost 95%. Currently, just 2% of Turkey's retail revenue comes from e-commerce sites, much less than the 5% average in emerging markets and 7% average in developed markets. With so much growth still to come, Mutlu is urging businesses to consider the Turkish market when expanding internationally. And finally, the Japanese startup Kudan has raised $2 million worth of funding, which it plans to use to enter the US market. Kudan creates software development kits for augmented reality app developers. It has an iOS and Android version and has 3D rendering and camera tracking tools. Kudan has said that it intends to use the money to improve its AR engine and to expand within its home market of Japan and into the new market of the US. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.